This guy, Chase Freeman, 25 years old, got into a bad accident at his friend's house. So he walked into his friend's bathroom. He slipped. For some reason, there was something on the floor and fell. And the doctor said he's never going to walk again. So he fell really bad. And, you know, now he's from the neck down, he can't move.
Oh, my God.
So 25 years old.
Oh, Jesus. What did he slip on?
I don't know. Something was on the floor. His friend feels like crap about it, which you can imagine.
Yeah.
And so his friend went to the hospital to see him and says, dude, if you can get better, I will let you kick me in the balls. Full square, kick me in the balls if you can make yourself move again. So that has been this guy's goal in life, to kick his friend in the balls.
Well, I think he can kick his friend in the balls with an attorney who will sue the guy for whatever.
They're still friends. I mean, that's he's trying to help him by saying.
Right. Like he's trying to motivate him. Like, I want you to have your legs back so you can kick me in the balls.
Right. So once you get your legs back, the doctors say you're never going to walk again. But I'm going to help you and we're going to get your legs back so you can kick me in the balls. So that's this guy's reason to live now, is to get better and kick his friend in the balls.
And so, did he? Has he gotten better? Can he kick the guy in the balls?
Here's the update on the ball kicking.
Oh, good. I'm so glad there's an update.
I was paralyzed from the shoulders down. Dan told me when I got out of rehab, I could kick him in the balls. I recovered way better than the doctor.
Wow. Look at this guy. I love that. I love that he's trying to not just be able to walk again. He's practicing kicking.
His reason to live is to kick this guy in the ball.
He doesn't want to watch. You want to watch. Trust me, you want to watch. Oh, wow. He got him good. That's impressive.
That is a friend right there.
That is a friend. A friend that will take a kick in the balls after nearly paralyzing you. That's a lifelong friend. That's somebody that, yeah, you don't blow that person off ever. That's your friend for life.
Right. So he said, you could get to kick me in the balls. The guy worked his ass off, kicked him in the balls.
You know, there's no female equivalent of that, by the way. Like if that happened to me, where a friend of mine did, you know, slipped on something at my house and was paralyzed for life and I had to do something to motivate her, there's nothing. There's no female equivalent of that. Punch me in the face? I've been punched in the face.
I mean,
that's
it still
not so
hurts
bad.
If you get kicked there, though. Doesn't it?
Yeah. I've had paper cuts that are worse.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've been kicked in the vagina before. I mean, I played softball.
And you just go, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I was a cheerleader, and I did the split that you'd go down. And I did that, and somebody threw me onto something, and I ended up like vagina-ing myself. It hurt a little, I guess. But then I think I forgot about it. It was nothing. It's not like getting kicked in the balls.
So 5 minutes later, 5 seconds later, you're back up doing whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I'm doing all the flips or whatever I got to do for my cheerleading. It's no big deal.
Yeah, as a guy, when that happens to you, you want to die.
Oh, you know, I watched a guy get kicked in the balls, and like a second later, he just vomited. Like he just fully like was projectile vomiting everywhere. I was like, wow, that must be bad.
It is the worst you can ever go through. It's horrible. So to do that for your friend.
Yeah, that's a real friend. But that's what I'm telling you. There's no lady equivalent.